Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Hurry, 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 or buying happiness. Well, folks, you probably heard the old saying, you can't buy happiness. And like with most pithy maxims, there's some truth to it. A while back, research showed that above a certain income, about $75,000 a year, enough to be comfortable materially, more money, even great gobs, doesn't make us much happier. And anecdotally, there might even be negatives. I once read about mega wealthy movie maker Steven Spielberg's mom saying, after he said she could buy anything she wanted, it wasn't a happy treat anymore to buy, say, a shiny new pair of shoes because she could buy 50 or 100 or 1,000. And imagine having to polish all those little buggers. What a waste of time. Speaking of, I once hired my young son to polish my shoes because I hated it. And from that little experiment, I found I liked being free for funner stuff. And as a dad, I loved that he also hated polishing other people's Tootsie cradles. And who knows, that may have helped him study hard, graduate college, yay, get a good job, yay, which makes me even happier, yay. And you know what? New research confirmed my little experiment. It found we can buy one happy-making special thing. What is it? I think I'll make you cool your heels a bit before I tell you, dear listeners. Tick-tock, tick-tock, hint, hint, dear listeners. Yes, if we spend money buying time, we're happier. But we can't fill it doing busy work. Gotta buy some experiences we like, especially new ones that fit our personality and goals. Like giving our kids a brush with work so they study and get a good job and out of the house, which makes us happy again. Then we can bribe them to visit us with some grandkids. Did you hear that, my two wonderful sons? Stop working so much and get busy making grandkids. It's a bit like polishing shoes, but not a whole lot. You might even like it. And it's free. Except 9 months later, the bill comes in big time. I'm Rich. That's my two cents. O'Neill, thanks for checking in.